What's up, boys and girls? It's your girl, the guru. That's right. I'm here. I'm back. Excuse me. I have to take a second to step back before I start Manic Monday. Hashtag Shangri-La Sunday. Somewhere in between there. You have to give me a second just to step back. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the bomb that I'm about to drop on this house and this area is about to explode. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, would you tell your mother, who's dying from cancer, who lays in her bed all day long, who can barely walk, who's shaking and crying from pain, would you tell her, just stay here and take your medicine that is obviously not working? Your mother's a good woman. She works hard. She takes her medication. She does everything on time. She keeps a journal. She's one of those super patients and shit. She's well informed. She's got lists for everything. She knows exactly what she had for breakfast because she could look it up in a book that she wrote. That's how good your mother is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, your mother, I'm talking about for now. I'm using myself as an example as to what happened to me. I was so sick, ladies and gentlemen. I was crying and rocking back and forth. I had vomited 8 times. I had a seizure. I was not feeling well. I had a temperature. I went outside and it automatically went away. I was very, very sick. I was shaking like a leaf. You know what? They had all these people come in, and then they turned them around, and there was left 2 women. One with some extremely long red hair, and the other one, she was just like, I guess she was brand new, so she was trying not to care. But the look on her face was like, this woman is in some real pain here. But the other one was like brash and mean, right? Good cop, bad cop, but these are ambulance drivers. I tell them, I say, listen, you know, I have pains in my chest. How long? It's been 2 days. I've been sitting here trying to decide whether I should live or die. And she looked at me like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I said, I have lupus. And then I listed the other 6 diseases that I have. I told her I threw up 6 times. That should automatically be a red flag, ladies and gentlemen. Then she tells me what hospital I should go to. Like, there's 3 hospitals in the area, and according to them, I can choose whichever hospital I want to go to because that's where my doctor comes. You know, I don't want another doctor who does not know me have to explain 40 years worth of lupus and other shit to them. You know how frustrating that is? So they're the first person that I have to tell. Okay, that tells me no. Maybe I don't think you should go to the hospital. Then she noticed that I was breaking out in a rash. That happens. It comes with lupus. I break out in a rash. And it itches. It's painful. And I just wanted to stop. The lady told me, oh, well, go ahead and take something so that the rash will stop. It takes 45 minutes, a shorter amount of time than it does to get to the hospital for this exact pill to work. 45 minutes. All right. I didn't know how bad the breakout was, but by the time I got to the hospital, I was in the ambulance, choking, raising my hand, going, I can't breathe. And by the time, even when they stopped, put me in the hallway to go ask the nurse if I could be seen, if they can just bring me into the main hospital room because I am super fucked, right? Nothing. She's standing there scratching her head, chewing gum, and they're walking real slow. And I'm waving my hand, coughing. Everybody else is looking. Finally, I just went in my pocketbook, took out my EpiPen, and just jammed myself and said, I wasn't breathing. I was coughing. And I guarantee you the place that happened to me, it will be on their video because I was directly under the camera. That's some shit, right? So automatically, they didn't want to bring me where they had to bring me, number one. Number two, the nurse, same thing. Oh, you know, you're really, really sick. Your sick is so bad, you know, you really shouldn't be here. You just need to go home and take your medicine. Everything will be okay. I said, lady, I just had a very bad allergy attack. I went into anaphylaxis. I'm in the emergency room treating my fucking self. I was very upset. I don't usually act like that. I was like, I'm at death's door and you're telling me to go home? I'm still itching. My face is red as shit. And she's looking at me like, so tell me the main thing that's wrong with you. Because I had written a list of exactly what's been going on, what has led me up to the point where I decided to give in and humiliate myself in front of these people who don't want me there in the first place. This is why I ask you to vote. Because people with pre-existing conditions are going to give up. What if it was a little kid with asthma or cancer or even my disease? That's enough. Hashtag lupus sucks. I would not be here right now, ladies and gentlemen, if it wasn't for the fact that I'm a lot smarter than a lot of these people. I want you to realize that your life is so much worth it. Every single breath that you take, you should be happy. Nothing do I read all day long from people. Nothing wrong with them. I'm so fucking depressed. I'm so sad. I can't stand it. One guy was yelling at me about my stance on abortion. I'm like, no, man, you're barking up the wrong tree. But he just kept on doing it. He sent it to me and Hillary Clinton. He kept on doing it. I'm like, dog, you're barking up the wrong tree. And then finally, I let him have it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see my answer, go to Twitter. Type in the Guru Lupus Warrior. I'm not hiding it. I'm just not going to say it. Because a lot of people may not agree. And that's just something I don't want to go into. What I want you to do is vote. People have a choice. That's why they call it land of the free, home of the brave. Be brave enough to disagree with what's going on in this country. Can you do that for me? Please? You see what they're trying to do? If you turn on your news, you'll hear them say pre-existing conditions 36 times. Please help me. Vote blue. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.